ocean glinting under the sunshine splashing across its surface. To one side of this highway was mountains and trees, and to the other was Cook Inlet, stretching inland from the Pacific Ocean into Alaska. I'd already counted two glaciers and marveled at the way the ocean lapped at the base of the mountains on the other side as I drove along. My GPS wasn't being too helpful, and I'd quickly discovered that the cell reception wasn't great here either. It was spotty at best and seemed only decent when I passed through the small towns scattered along this highway, which could take me to the farthest western point in the United States if I followed it that far. "Damn it," I said as I glanced at the GPS on my dashboard screen. The marker on the map still showed me sitting in a parking lot in Anchorage. "Please don't tell me you're broken." I wished the friendly computerized voice would assure me she was not, in fact, broken. But she, the GPS voice in this SUV I'd rented, that is, remained stubbornly silent at my plea. "Thanks for nothing," I muttered. Anxiety, the worst kind of close friend, tightened in my chest. For the past year and a half of my life, I felt as if I'd been flung off a cliff with nothing in sight. I still felt as if I was spinning helplessly, trying to find a sense of equilibrium and somewhere to land. The last thing I needed was to get geographically lost rather than being metaphorically lost in my mind and heart. "It's okay," I assured myself. "You know where you're going." Side note, emotional trauma could lead to lots of soliloquies. Out loud. Thank God I was alone more often than not, or I was certain people might consider me crazy. Roughly an hour later, I was cursing my silly decision to try to be easygoing about my planning. Cell reception was total shit. My GPS seemed to truly be useless. To add to the mess, my SUV apparently had some kind of electrical malfunction because the speedometer kept blinking in and out. I presumed said electrical problem was the reason my GPS had abandoned me in my time of need. "You're just looking for the name of the resort. You can find it. There will be a sign." Yep, conversations with myself were the thing these days. In most places, highways had signs. Lots of signs. But Alaska kept it simple. There were mileage signs marking the distance to various towns, but I hadn't seen a single billboard. I recalled reading that Alaska had banned billboards upon its inception as a state. I supposed that was nice in theory, although I really, really wouldn't have minded one announcing my upcoming destination right about now. The view was spectacular, and I'd seen several more moose as I'd traveled south. The one small problem, though, was that I was flying blind. The sun was starting its bow, and I was praying to reach my destination before it disappeared behind the mountains. Although it was August, the mountain peaks still had snow. Climate change was coming, but Alaska was hanging in there, at least at some elevations. Walker Adventures was roughly 20 miles outside of one of Alaska's gems, Diamond Creek. Diamond Creek, the adjacent town near the resort, was where I intended to spend a month. That's right, an entire month in the wilderness. Me, Daphne Bell, doing something so wildly out of the ordinary that basically everyone I knew thought I was crazy. I needed this almost as much as I needed air. My actual life, the one I left behind, was an epic mess and littered with regret, recrimination, and almost unbearable pain. Maybe, just maybe, I could piece myself together if I was far enough away. "Oh, a sign! All you have to say is resort," I muttered to the green highway sign in question. "A little specificity never hurt anyone." Fuck it. I took that left turn. The pavement stretched for a few miles and then transitioned. "Oh, hell," I murmured as the little blue SUV rumbled confidently over the gravel road. At least I made sure to rent a trusty vehicle with four-wheel drive. I kept on going.